Italy has fascinating culture, beautiful scenery, amazing history, and warm, friendly people. Nobody knows Italy better than the host of How to Tour Italy. Here's Anthony Capozzoli on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to the How to Tour Italy show. I am very happy to welcome our guest, Karen McKinnon of Venere.com. And with us shortly will be Lisa Vescuzzo of Mama's Restaurant in Rome. We'll be talking about pasta fagioli a little bit later in the hour. But right now we've got the wonderful and brilliant and talented Karen McKinnon of Venere.com. And before we introduce her, I'd like to go through a little bit of her bio, and then we'll get her on the phone live here. Karen McKinnon is originally of Washington, D.C., and now living in Rome full-time, and is currently the Business Development Area Manager for Venere.com. It is Venere.com is in the Expedia family brand for online accommodation bookings, and Karen has over 20 years' experience in managing key partnerships and affiliations in such global areas that include the United States, Canada, and Australia. In her current role, Karen handles all aspects of new partnership agreements, affiliations, and CPC agreements, from contract negotiation stage to the XML feed integration side of the IT side of things for Venere affiliates. Hi, Karen. How are you?
Ciao, Anthony. Piacere.
Piacere. How's everything going today?
Everything's wonderful. It's a beautiful day in Roma.
Is it really? I'm actually glad to hear that, because it's not so nice here in Chicago. We have been bombarded this year with cold weather and lots of bad snow.
Well, we haven't had the snow, but we've definitely had some rain, and today was an actual beautiful day where we got to see the sun here in Rome.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Gorgeous.
That's great stuff. And well, thank you so very much for being a part of the show today. I appreciate that.
And thank you for welcoming me on, and also hearing all about Venere and tips for hotel accommodations, and getting excited here.
Oh, very good. And we're getting pretty close now to the heart of the travel season. I think it probably officially starts in May.
The Easter rush.
Exactly right.
Travel industry, the Easter rush to see the Pope.
Exactly. And how do people go about, starting out with a little bit about, you know, some tips from you, since you're the expert on finding not only a hotel, but the perfect hotel throughout Italy? How do they do that on Venere.com?
Well, the tips for finding the best hotels in Italy really depend on the travel planners themselves. It depends on their different preferences, such as budget or type of accommodation and location that they're looking for. Mm-hmm. But the number one useful tip that I can and share with your users is basically the user unbiased reviews that are listed online. Whether they go to Venere.com, we have over 540,000 unbiased user reviews that are listed on our site. They could also go to www.tripadvisor.com. Mm-hmm. Some tools that they can use on a regular website would be using maps, toolbars to create their perfect stays, sorting out their different preferences by popularity, guest ratings, prices, accommodation type. Those are all very useful tips in choosing their stays. Also, reading up on the different blogs and the travel newsletters. We have our own blog, and we have a travel newsletter that's sent out for planning users, and the most recent and popular new hotels online, additional feedback and reviews, as well as special extras that are out there for each location.
Oh, that's great. And I personally use Venere.com extensively when I travel Italy. And I happen to know the cities a little better than most, I would think. But even if I didn't, the maps that illustrate exactly where the hotels are located are wonderful. And you've break down the cities so that anyone, even first-time visitors to Rome, Florence, or anywhere else in Italy, would truly understand and be able to identify where they're going to be located, because you have things like city center, and you actually list the sites that they're near, so it's pretty easy for anybody online to identify where their hotel is going to be and how many steps away from the Pantheon or Piazza Navona they're going to be.
Right. Well, some of the different keys also that Venere has had much success with and throughout the European market as really their business model, which is unique also. So on Venere.com, when you're booking your stay and you definitely find your specific accommodation that you're interested in, it's helpful to know that their business model is pay after you stay. It was the original theory of the founders upon the start of the online company in 1995, and the business model really stuck. And until recently, Venere was the only online accommodation booking engine that was using this throughout Europe. And what it means is they basically can book their reservation 3 months in advance, pick their hotel, and simply pay after they've stayed, So there's no third-party costs, there's no taxes or cancellation fees or anything on the back end. So it's another just great part and great tool of their booking model, and one of the reasons why Venere.com has been the most successful online booking engine throughout Europe.
Yeah, I agree. It's wonderful, and that is important to note, I would think, because back in the day, like you said, you'd have to prepay for your stay, and you had all this money out there, and Venere kind of flipped that a little bit and made it so, like here in the States, you book your hotel, and then after you stay, you make the payment in full. So you have a little bit of, you know, you get to keep your money in your pocket till the vacation is over, rather, in Rome, which is nice, and you get the security that you're going to get the service you want because you still haven't paid. So that's something that I think Venere does an excellent job at.
And the other thing your travel planners can look for are the most competitive rates on the Internet for their accommodation stay. And Venere does offer not only the most competitive rates, but also the different inventory at hotels, bed and breakfasts, apartment rentals, hostels, private villas throughout Europe. They have an extensive inventory, and your travel planners really have a wider range of the most beautiful five-star hotels in downtown Milan or Rome to small and quaint spots in Florence and the hillsides of Tuscany. So, again, going back to the 540,000 unbiased, user reviews, those are the best tools that you can use to really find your niche and where you want to stay and what part of Italy you're interested in. So it does make it simple to plan. There are different general topics that you can go into on the blog as well. It's very interesting, general topics, the most important landmarks in the areas, what to bring on your holiday, how to Tuesday, basically giving our travel planners helpful hints on different destinations, happenings around the globe, making them better prepared for the unexpected. Also giving them lists of restaurants and foods, wine shopping, the different cheeses in Italy to look for, different regions and different foods in different regions, tips and ideas about the different things to do in different locations, romantic destinations. It's February.
That's right, Valentine's Day.
Things for all those boys out there.
I should write that down, or my girlfriend Kristen's going to get mad. I got to buy her something nice because it's coming up, right? I mean, we're still in January, but I've got to get shopping.
It's coming up real soon, and I said it's February because I wanted you guys to know a little bit early. Start planning.
I know. I tell you, I remember, just to kind of go back a little bit about how far Venere has taken kind of the hotel industry in Europe specifically, and around the world, I should say. I remember, gosh, I don't even know how many years ago it was, when you had to actually write down your credit card number, sign a document, just you have to make it up yourself and fax it into these hotels. It would be anywhere from 2 to 5 days before you get confirmation in the form of an email or a fax back. So imagine how the communication process was trying to book your hotels throughout Italy. And we know that what I love about the Italian culture, and I'm Italian, so I can say this, they're a little slower paced than most, and they move when they're comfortable to do so, and God bless them. But so it's amazing. I mean, the past few years using Venere.com, I'm able to book my reservations and get instantaneous confirmation via email.
Right.
I get all the documents that I need to go in and comfortably book. When I walk into the room, I know what to expect. There's wonderful pictures of all the hotels on the website. So I think that's always something interesting, talking to people that have not been back to Italy in 20 years and how hard it was to make arrangements. Well, that's just not true anymore, especially for the hotels and with all the great tips and things that you offer. So kudos to you for that. That's great stuff.
Well, thank you. We do also offer the customers. Not everybody is so insured by what's going on online. So we do offer 800 numbers for them to dial in and call and speak to any one of our call center representatives, their associates basically waiting to assist them in their planning stages. So those are something that we can list on your site as well at Una Bella Vista and all the information for your users.
Well, that's great. So I didn't it's been so smooth when I've booked and gotten the hotel rooms with Venere. I didn't have to even concern myself with the call number, but that's pretty good. And I would assume that the callers are able to speak fluent English?
Absolutely. There's a site for U.S. travelers. In fact, Venere has 7 different languages for our users on the travel site. So it's Venere.com in 7 different languages.
Great. That's really good stuff.
Friendly.
I learned something myself today. So everyone listening out there, if you get nervous or you can't find your hotel, just call the 800 number on Venere.com and you're good to go. Somebody will get you there.
absolutely answer any kind of questions. They're waiting for your call. So besides the different booking models and travel planning that everything that Venere offers, the other thing that's a really big part of not only meeting and business planning and all of that in Rome is the travel industry as far as five-star hotels, and Venere has everything from the top-end five-star hotels in all of the biggest and meeting cities, whether it's Milan or Rome or far up north, Trieste. They have some of the larger, you know, five-star hotels that everybody's looking for meeting accommodations as well.
Oh, that's great. And I know from personal experience that there's, if you're budget sensitive, and most of us are today, especially where travel is concerned, Venere does a very good job of promoting certain specials for hotels and or regions via email, correct? So we can talk a little bit about that. But I'm tuned in, even though I'm not planning to go to Italy until May, but I stay on top of it and get fed wonderful budget tips and information on great rates for the entire Venere family of hotels.
Absolutely. That's our newsletter that goes out to all of our users, and it's just tips and different different ways that we can help them during this tough economy to try to save and still get the best quality and the best locations and where they want to travel and where they want to be. As well, there are other partners of Venere, other affiliates that give special deals and that make travel a heck of a lot easier here in Rome as well. Not only just Rome, but all over Italy. Roberto, who is with www.driverinitaly.com, is the most reliable airport and ground transportation service in Rome. He's got a full staff of fleeted and experienced drivers that are precise with style, comfort, one sightseeing around the beautiful and ancient sites throughout the city, countryside, or the quaint villages in Roma. Nightlife is really important in Rome and Milan.
Sure.
And we have one of the best companies who is our affiliate for www.nightpusher.com. And Mattia Santamelli, started a couple of his other online companies and is an affiliate with Venere for hotels, but also pushes all of the online industry for music and live events around Rome.
Oh, really? So they can go to the website and perhaps buy tickets for, like, the Baths of Caracalla, if there's an opera or some outdoor music event there, that they would be able to go to nightpusher.com and find accommodations to buy tickets for that kind of thing?
Tickets and also major events going on, different concerts. So if Madonna was here live in Rome during that time, Tia would have all of the information on that concert, how you could get the tickets, and all of the different niches that are involved with that planning. Absolutely.
Oh, that's great.
My friend, one of my greatest affiliates, Martin Hazen, who's at www.privatejetsvip.com, does travel and specific flights for the affluent travelers throughout Italy, offering in-flight spa treatments and first-class services with a very discreet representation, and also is a private owner of VIP. And he's established worldwide aviation company, and really his primary focus is on the user. And then when you're talking about fashion in Milan, the capital of the industry,
indeed,
we definitely have RepubblicaFashion.com is one of our best affiliates for the fashion industry, and a new website coming out in March with the latest fashion trends straight from Milan. Top stylists from all over Italy, and available to your users today is a value of $350, which we'll put all that information on unabellavista.com.
Indeed.
10% discount on all of their purchases and a VIP card for them to use. So
really?
Those are some of the top affiliates and top people that give the best services in the industry throughout Rome.
That's wonderful. And so let's talk a little bit about the driver in Italy, because that's something I think that a lot of people are nervous about, because they hear kind of horror stories about taxi cabs, I guess throughout Europe, not just Italy, but getting from Rome to the city center. I know it's a flat rate. It's supposed to be a flat rate. I think it's 40 euro, and correct me if I'm wrong, Karen, but I think it's 40 euro.
Absolutely. The thing that's great about Roberto's fleet of services is that he can give you a range and a spectrum, whether you're a family or a student group, whether you want to take someone from the airport out to the port to get on a cruise, they're reliable, they will not upcharge you, there just won't be any adjustments. Very professional, precise, on time, or if you just wanted somebody to take you around a local run around the different monuments and the specific areas in Rome, just the best service that I can't say more about it than it's top notch.
Well, that's a good way to go too, because you know, I visited Italian or Italy many, many times. I speak enough Italian to get through and be able to manage my way through the city. So, but I got a funny story actually. We were leaving this last time from the top of the Spanish Steps, getting in a cab, and literally the cab line is under a sign that read, you know, flat fare to the airport, €40. So we get in the cab, and I didn't say anything because I just wanted to see how this would play out. We get to the airport. He literally takes every back road you can take in Rome. He goes the long way through, like, the cab stands near the airport. And then he tries to charge me €80. I'm like, no, I don't think so. It's 40. He's like, yeah, but it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You've got two bags. I'm like, listen, it's €40. I'm not paying any extra. I don't care how long it took to get here. It's a flat rate. And he's going back and forth. So I think, you know, being able to book a driver, or if you're affluent, a flight, if you will, to kind of lock in your rates, it's a good deal. And I know that a lot of the drivers, you know, they live in Rome or Milan or wherever they're from, and they know the city inside and out. So I highly recommend it. I think it's a good way to go. And all of those websites that Karen spoke of will be on unabellavista.com and soon to come, howtotoureurope.com, with links back and forth to their different websites and all of the great things that Karen was talking about today. So that's really good stuff. Well, I'll tell you, we have to kind of go into another break, Karen, but I'm hoping that you'll stick around after the break and join me and Laura, if she is there with you now, to talk a little bit of pasta fagioli. And if Laura isn't able to make it, at least you and I can talk a little bit about how wonderful Mama's restaurant is.
Mama's is one of my favorites.
I love it. So
Rome.
Will you stay with us on the line till after the break?
Definitely.
I love it.
Ciao.